songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbehal. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Mexico. Do you walk on the beach at night? And do you dance so slow in the moonlight? Do margaritas light your fire? And do they soothe your soul? Oh, what did I say? They put you on that plane. Somewhere in Mexico, are you trying to find yourself down there, but finally letting go of me? Oh mama, 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 I can't believe you're gone. Is it Manzanillo, Cozumel, or maybe Mazatlan? Spend all your time alone, or have you found somebody else? I guess I really don't want to know. You can keep that to yourself. Oh, what did I say? That put you on that plane, that took you far, far away from me, to somewhere in Mexico. Are you trying to find yourself down there, but finally letting go of me? You're gone, I'm sad, and now I miss the things we used to have. You're there, I'm here, and it's driving me crazy. It's hard to sleep in this house alone. Oh, what can I say that would put you on a plane and take you far, far away from there, from somewhere in Mexico? You just might find yourself back here, back in my arms.
Oh, it's a sweet voice of Dale Manton here on another live version of Minnesota Homebrew here from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Hi, I'm your host, Carl Enbehal. If you find that an odd last name, well, it is. There's only probably about 60, 70 families in the country with that name, most of them in Wisconsin, most of them in southwestern Wisconsin. And it could be worse. My name could be Schwarzenegger. It could be Schickelgruber. It could be Schimmelpfennig. Lots and lots of German names. They're even more difficult to pronounce than Enbehal. Just think of unbe as in unbelievable, and then how to pronounce it, add an N, Enbehal. It's not spelled that way, but that works. And you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew here, where we play nothing but the original creations of songwriters with a strong connection to Minnesota. Up next, here's G.B. Layton with a tune called One Foot Over from a CD titled One Time one life. I'm here to have a good time tonight. I hope you are too. G.B. Layton. Mighty fine music. Well, yours truly trucked down to St. Great Falls, Wisconsin last Friday for my 45th class reunion. I know, I don't look that old. Everyone tells me that, and I appreciate them telling me that, even if they are fibbing a little bit. But I refuse to grow old. There's an old saying I saw on my boss's computer screen. It was, "You're only young once, but you can be immature forever." And that's me. Had a good time, about 12 of us, and their significant others were there, so I think about 21 in all. Got up on stage after the dinner and rocked out with Bruce and Julie Bjork, Sam Boatman, and Reland Grove. And from 8 to 1, 5 hours. And the only downside to that, and you musicians out there know this, when you're on stage, you can't be in the audience talking with people. And so I didn't get to catch up much with the folks, but we're already planning the big 5-0. And it's going to be a humdinger, and I was privileged to be there, and I am still buzzing from the experience. 45 years. Where did the time go, Bob Muscovitz? Up next, a gentleman who passed away recently, and tragically, he left behind lots and lots of friends, fellow musicians. He's from the Cambridge, Minnesota area. His name is Lyle Swedeen, and here's a song off a CD he recorded back in the 70s titled "Can't Dance Without the Music" here on MHB.
If I had my way, I would make you understand. I just can't stay waiting for your next command. I can't love you without knowing you. And I can't know
doesn't seem like a choice. It's just a little nudge, a slight fudge against the noise. It breathes into you, shows you what you can do. You can run around and shut it down, but it's true.
Singer-songwriter who grew up in London, England, and was the lead singer of a group called the Camdens. She's played all over the Twin City area. Her name is Katie Vernon, and where did I see that name today? I was perusing several websites of people who were playing here and there, and somebody I know is performing with her. Well, I'll try to resurrect that. Until then, I'd like to tell you about an event coming up here on Saturday, July 27th, and it's in Brooks, Minnesota. It's the Hill River Brew Fest. From 4 to 8 p.m., you walk in, slap down $25, they give you a 5-ounce mug, and you can sample beers from 4 different breweries in the area. I'm not going to say Minnesota because one of them is the Fargo Brewing Company. And then there's Leech Lake Brewing, Lake Superior Brewing, and one more, and it's escaping me here. But it's going to prove to be a wonderful time, and it's going to be held at the Brooks Community Center again, Saturday, July 27th from 4 to 8, followed by music from 8 to midnight. There are camping spots available for $10. Go on the Hill River Brew Fest Facebook page. And as long as we're talking about Facebook, we'd like you to visit our website, Minnesota Homebrew, and click the like button, put in comments. We are open to all suggestions, anything to make our show even better. Well, a gentleman a few weeks ago sent me some songs, and here's one off of his Ying of My Yang CD, the first song. It's titled Chili, and yes, it's about the food. Here's Tony Wentersdorf from 2007. Mm-hmm.
chili all covered with cheese, chili. You make my heart sneeze, chili. With coleslaw and fries, chili. Don't tell me no lies. You really give me a case of heartburn. I'm in a tizzy, got nowhere to turn. Chili, please don't make me cry. I need some attention, but I don't know why. Chili, con carne and buns, chili. You give me the runs, chili. Sliding south of the border, chili. Bring on the next order. You go down my gullet so nice and slow. Just add some ketchup, olives to go. You know you're just one big enchilada. I wanna cool down, but I don't know how to. Chili, you make my nose itch. Chili, you make my taste buds twitch. Chili, you're so sassy and hot. Chili, I want you to stop. Can't you see I'm in a hole? I'm sinking fast, I need another bowl. I really gotta get out of this mess. No rest for the wicked, I guess. Chili. Covered with cheese, chili. You make my heart sneeze, chili. With coleslaw and fries, chili. Don't tell me no lies.
No lies, no lies.
Chili. Chili. Chili.
Well, what goes better with beer than chili, huh? That fourth brewery that's going to be featured at the Hills River Brewfest is the St. Croix Brewing Company, and I had not heard of them. I am from St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, but this company is in St. Paul. It's a startup company, and they will be represented there, and look forward to seeing what they are up to. That's the Hill City Brewfest, Saturday, July 27th in Brooks at the Community Center. And if you don't know where Brooks is, it's about 24 miles south of Thief River Falls on Highway 59. Here's another songwriting tip by Brad Dunsey.
Hey, everybody. This is Brad with another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. Today's tip deals with a term called prosody. And what is it, and why do we care? Well, prosody is the union between lyrical content and music, or actually more accurately, the energy of a song. And why do we care? Well, we care because we want those things to support each other. We wouldn't want a dirge-type song mixed with a high-energy lyric. For instance, you wouldn't want, let's say, Elton John's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me type lyric mixed with, say, Michael Jackson's Thriller. It just wouldn't really work, would it? Or you wouldn't want, say, Donna Summer's old I Will Survive, you know, kind of a triumphant type song mixed with a song that has the tempo and style of, say, Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't. And speaking of that song, actually, that song is a good example, because did you know that that Bonnie Raitt song in its original form was an up-tempo bluegrass tune, and it just didn't make it. The writers recognized this isn't going to work this way, And so they found themselves a bluesy, slow, ballady type person to do that song, and Bonnie Raitt had an absolute hit with it. Now, I will say that just like anything else in songwriting, there's rules that people don't follow, and they're successful in spite of it, but we'll just consider those the freaks of nature when it comes to songwriting. I'll say, too, is that we want to make sure our language that we have in our songs match the genre. You wouldn't want to be talking about your homies in your crib in a country tune, or you wouldn't want, hey, y'all, yeehaw, with some sort of a heavy metal type thing. It's just not going to work. You want to make sure that your language that you're using is in conjunction with the type of audience that's going to be listening to that genre. So those are some things to watch. Take a look at some of the songs that you've written in the past. Maybe there need to be a rewrite coming up here. But if not, great. Then you're on the right track. So that's the tip for this go-around. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest a songwriting tip, drop me a line at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Well, thank you there, Brad. We're sitting in the studios of Pioneer 90.1, Thief River Falls. When I say we, I mean just me for now, but I will be joined a little bit later with my regular co-host, John Tweet. So, I'm sitting here with my guitar. You can hear me tapping it. And here's a tune. I don't know when I wrote this, but kind of a folky tune. I do play folk music run amok, and I guess while we're talking about performances, I should do a little selfless and brazen self-promotion here. When's my next dealy? Oh, Riverfest. How can I forget? Riverfest, August 2nd and 3rd here in Thief River Falls at Hearts Park behind the Dairy Queen. Beautiful natural amphitheater back there. You sit on the grass, bring your lawn chairs. There's going to be a beer garden with the put on by the Doghouse. Craft beers, yes, not just Bud Light, but craft beers. And we have a singer-songwriter slot from 4 to 6 on Saturday. Yours truly will be playing for about 15 minutes to kick it off, and then we're bringing in a young blues singer from Bemidji, Minnesota, Sonny Johnson, followed by Anthony Diaz from Crookston, Minnesota. These are young guys, and we're just thrilled to death to get them and to be supporting their musical habit. Know what it's like. I started playing solo 40-some years ago and got into playing in bands and kind of back and forth. But it's tough getting up there as a soloist. You're all by yourself. You don't have anyone else to rely on. I'll argue it with anyone. It's much more difficult in its own way. Anyway, that is coming up on Saturday, August 3rd. Here's a song called Simplify. Sitting watching television, what a god-awful decision that is. Most of the time, you never see it on the news, but folks are dying of the blues like me. Talk about crime. Ought to take me lazy walks, use vitamins, only talk good talk, and read good books. Take care in what I drink, spend much more time thinking about how my actions look. Take it from me, it's time we simplify. Take it from me, life's passing us by like a train rolling down the track. Spend ourselves into a hole, buy and sell our very souls like discount merchandise. Mapping out our every move, never once do we consider, do we want to pay the price? Take it from me, it's time we simplify. Take it from me, life's passing us by like a train rolling down the track.
you hear the sound. There's wonder all around. Must we be busy all day? Why not click up our heels and sit beneath a willow tree? Let the world wait while we relax from life's affairs. Someone else can chase the train, worry whether it'll rain or shine. Who really cares? Like from me, it's time we simplify. Take it from me, life's passing us by like a train rolling down the track.
Raindrops on the kitchen floor, and the curtain is blowing where the window's open. Your arms wrapped around my neck, and the kitchen sink is just overflowing. On top of this crazy world, there's a perfect face, and I finally see it. One dream in these dreamless times, you need a beacon of hope, and I want to be it. And you know that it's true. Heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. Rest stop on a good road trip. I recognize you in an instant from a rolling distance. Walking out into a grove of trees, and the love that I feel is just overwhelming. Spring flower by a singing stream, and the secret to the thing is let nothing divide us. One boat in an open sea, it's just you and me and our hearts to guide us. And you know that it's true. This heart was made for. Promise me you will call it off the age of reason. There's no more time to kill. Show me raindrops on the kitchen floor, and the smell of pines comes slowly drifting. I've stood here so many times, but your hand in mine makes it feel so different. You know that it's true. This heart was made for you. You know that it's true. This heart.
That's the unmistakable sound of Mason Jennings' Raindrops on the Kitchen Floor from his Minnesota CD from 2 years ago. We have talked about getting Mason Jennings up here to Thief River Falls for a musical venue. We could probably only afford him as a soloist, but wouldn't that be great? We're also talking possibly getting Michael Johnson up next year for one of our events. All sponsored by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, as is this show. Having a good time here on Minnesota Homebrew tonight. Up next, a gentleman who will be appearing at Riverfest here in Thief River Falls on August 3rd. He's from Crookston. I don't know what connection Thief River Falls and Crookston have to each other other than being 40 miles apart, but seems to be some nefarious people in this area at one time, and they named towns after them. Here's Anthony Diaz with Lazarus.
There comes a time in every man's life when you've got to take a stand. Breathe in deep, let yourself see the state of your fellow man. You can close your eyes, pretend you didn't see. Just go back to sleep. Way out on the edge of darkness, there's a path, a path not followed by your fellow man. Destination unknown. Should you choose to take this journey, shine like a gem. Listen in the darkness among your fellow men. Afraid to show them your love. And all along your journey, you'll find peace. Peace that transcends all the grief. Peace of mind. Way out on the edge of darkness, there's a path, a path not followed by your fellow man. Destination unknown. Should you choose to take this journey, you'll shine like a gem. Listen in the darkness among your fellow men. Be afraid to show them your love. And all along your journey, you'll find peace. Peace that transcends all the grief. A peace of mind.
Next here on Minnesota Homebrew, songwriting expert Jill Holly off her Feel the Rain CD from 2008. Lovely song called That Girl is a Giving Tree.
That girl is a giving tree. in a rustle of the wind that could shake her dry. She's a well flowing endlessly. No struggle too small for her to lend a smile. No sorrow too big not to try. A smile like hers can mend the thinnest thread and heal the fragile heart of the misled. That girl is a given tree.
Here's a gentleman who will be playing at the State Fair with the MAS Showcase, Doug Milloway. Here he is with one of his musical entities, the Gackle Trucker Band, a tune called Getting Older Blue.
Take a little snooze. I might be coming down with those getting a little older blues. My shoulders ache a little, my knees they creak a lot. My wife looks over at me, says, "Is that all that you got?" I say, "Instead of going hiking, why don't we take a little cruise?" It's clearly clear to me I got those getting a little older. looking at my kids, thinking what the hell did I do wrong? But rather than worry about it, I think I'll take a little snooze. Just like my daddy in his chair, I got those getting a little older blues. Doctor's got me on a diet, he's got me on some pills. The only thing I think is what happened to all the thrills. I just remember to forget it if I leave myself some clues. Where did I leave those reading glasses? I got those getting a little older blues. Fantasy novel writer, wish my stomach was firm and my buns a little tighter. Don't want to get up so much at nighter, getting a little older blues.
Of course, is the very, very cool sound of the Erickson's. We were privileged to have them here in Thief River Falls a month or so ago at our Singer-Songwriter Festival. And I look forward to catching them sometime in the cities. Those girls are going somewhere, I think. And John Tweet just chimed in here and with exclamation marks, the Erickson's, Bethany and Jennifer. I tell you, we don't get acts like that in Thief River Falls very often. We were very, very fortunate. Up next, our buddy Brad Dunsey with one of my favorites here on Homebrew, King of Her Heart.
His name is Leroy, she calls him Pete. 30-some-odd years to find the man of her dreams. She don't mind, has no regrets. 25 years of love, they're in love still yet. Their love is strong and free as eagles, though she wouldn't call them regal. She is his queen and sole companion. She's most at home right in his arms. An old seed cap, t-shirt and jeans is where his royal robe is at. His scepter is a garden hoe. He'll tend to his court and work it row by row. And when he's through with all the weeding, he'll wink at her and start his teasing. His queen and sole companion. She's most at home right in his arms. He is the king of her heart. The color of compassion must be blue, 'cause in those eyes it runs so clean and pure, no way that it could hide. Should it recede, it reveals a great big smile. His court jester is an old stray cat, walking across the lawn and jump up on his lap, and they'll sit there, watch the clouds, talk to the cardinals, write out loud. She'll look on him without him seeing, shake her head, 'cause it's so easy to be his queen and sole companion. She's most at home right in his arms. Known it from the very start. He is the king of her heart.
Thank you, Brad, for that. King of her heart. Isn't that a lovely song? Well, just reminding you that all kinds of music going on all over the place, but here in Thief River Falls, we often have things at the gazebo every Thursday night. In fact, starting at 6 o'clock, there's music throughout the summer, and we've snagged another night, August 15th, and we're going to be featuring John and Tanya Kimball, owners of TJ's Tavern in Oakley. John is the singer-songwriter who's Bend of the Heartland CD we play quite often here on Minnesota Homebrew, and they do a lovely job with originals and covers, and they'll be there that night. I'm going to back them up on bass guitar, maybe play a few songs, and might even have a few songs by our friend John Tweet. So a great time. That's Thursday, August 15th at the gazebo in Floyd B. Olson Park here in Thief River Falls, John and Tanya Kimball. We're going to cap off the first hour with Wayne Hamilton's Lucky That Way.
I know an old fellow with a farm out in West Tennessee. The governor pulled up in a limo one day and said, please sell your farm to me. Well, he fixed up the house, left him 40 acres and put up a factory. He got 12 million bucks, and with his kind of luck, he's as happy as he can be. Some folks are just lucky. Good things fall right into their hands. Yeah, so lucky. Like it's a part of some master plan. They have the one thing everybody longs for, but very few will know. When you're lucky that way, there ain't nothing to say. Just pick up your money and go. Shrugged and said it's all the same. You know he won that hand, then the well came in. He had a fortune in his name. Some folks are just lucky. Good things fall right into their hands. Yeah, so lucky. Like it's a part of some master plan. They got the one thing everybody longs for, but very few will know. When you're lucky that way, there ain't nothing to say. You just pick up your money and go. Some folks are just lucky. Good things fall right into their hands. Yeah, so lucky. Like it's part of some master plan. They got the one thing everybody longs for, but very few will know. When you're lucky that way, there ain't nothing to say. You just pick up your money and go. When you're lucky that way, there ain't nothing to say. You just pick up your money and go.